What about a postmenopausal woman during her first 5 years of tamoxifen? How do you approach the issue of switching?
As you probably can tell by my view of the relative toxicity and efficacy, I'm an aggressive switcher and will switch pretty much after 1 year in anyone. I know there's never going to be a 4 year trial, there's never going to be a 1 year trial, and one could argue that maybe a longer interval of tamoxifen might be better. So 2 years may be just as reasonable, but we'll switch when we find someone that's on tamoxifen. We'll offer them to switch to aromatase inhibitor.
I didn't understand what you meant about in terms of 1 year.
Well, even after 1 year of tamoxifen.
What about 6 months?
Yeah, six. I'm trying to do two things with the 1 year. I'm trying to see if I can get a tamoxifen benefit out of the patient by having a long enough duration versus getting them on a different or better drug.
And again, which aromatase inhibitor?
We have two, and now exemestane has the longest data. And in the IES trial, the combined European trials for anastrozole versus continued tamoxifen have comparable efficacy. And so we've been using either, and I don't see a reason to pick one versus the other in the middle.